Well, it's lovely to finally sit down and have dinner. I mean, the drinks don't hurt either, but it's been a while since we've had a decent amount of time. And yet, because we message so much, I'm not really sure what to talk about. What's that? Surely you don't actually want me to tell you about my first lesbian experience here. In the middle of a restaurant like this. You must be joking. If you're not, well, I suppose I could be persuaded. You know it riles me up when you... your hands on me under this table, that is filthy. You really want to hear this story? Well, a few more sips of this G&T and we'll see. Now, if you do that again when I'm drinking, it will go everywhere. And I know you like it messy, but let's try and maintain at least an illusion of decorum while we're in public. Yes, I know I've been badly behaved in public before. You know that better than anyone. Okay. Set the scene. Okay. The scene is, it would have been May. It would have been maybe 3 or 4 years ago now. And I was on a night out. Yes, with those friends. And we were in the smoking area of a club. The dance floor had been quite crowded and... yeah, we weren't really in the mood for dancing, so we'd stepped outside for a breath of air. And a mutual friend of me and, let's call her Anna, a mutual friend of Anna and I, had sidled over and boasted about how he'd already kissed 4 people that evening. And Anna sort of pulled a mock frown or pout and said, "Well, that's not fair. How have you kissed 4 people when I haven't even kissed 1 yet?" And in the mood I was, emboldened by a little Dutch courage and the elation of finishing exams, I said, "Well, we can easily change that." I know, daring. And you know how nervous I normally am around women. So the next thing I knew, we were entangled. Everyone from our year watching us, my hands in the back of her hair, brunette, long curly hair, absolutely gorgeous girl. Huge, beautiful eyes and shorter than me, petite, but she did rowing. So her body was just insane. And we were pressed up against each other, clasping each other, tongues in each other's mouths, not really caring about anyone else who was there. And we finally broke the kiss. Big cheer goes up from the boys in our year who'd seen it. And that was the start of the evening proper, I suppose. We went back in and we danced a little more, always together, got a little bit dirtier, grinding up against each other, kissing some more, enjoying the music, the darkness, the whole atmosphere, and then she asked if I wanted to go home. I remember as soon as we got in the door, we were trying to rip each other's clothes off. And I remember that I was wearing a dress so tight, it took a little while to get it off. Yes, I know. Most things are tight around the chest on me. I had noticed. And so, yeah, we finally did get each other's clothes off. A cool place to pause, but you know me. Always attention seeking. And we tumbled onto my little single bed. I remember I had fairy lights up. And in that warm glow, she looked just goddess-like. And we kissed for so long, the kind of slow-burning, giddy teenager make-out, kind of pressing up against each other, hands roaming everywhere. Well, this is exciting you. Good. And at some point I started to kiss my way down her body, licking and biting her gorgeous tits, tracing kisses lower and lower, and I remember her hands in my hair, guiding me, pushing me down. And then my face was against her cunt, and I licked and lapped and sucked and bit, gently mind. I alternated between her clit and her inner thighs and her delicious little slit, and soon enough I introduced fingers, two, beckoning up against her G-spot. She was so tight and warm and wet, and she tasted so fucking good. And I think I must have stayed down there maybe 10, maybe 20 minutes, having the time of my fucking life. And when she came, which she did more than once if I remember rightly, her thighs quivered around my head. Strong thighs. Then I kissed my way back up her body, and we made out some more, and she went down on me, and I was bucking my hips, I was grabbing her hair, I was scratching her shoulders, I was wild, wild with lust by that point. And when I came, we cuddled, and we chatted. Call it a debrief, if you will, and I'll always remember that she said, I had no idea oral could be like that. So there you have it. That was the first time. Are you going to make me tell one of these lesbian encounter stories every time we go out to dinner? Well, we won't run out that soon, but eventually, unless I'm a very, very lucky girl, moving forward. It's a rather tight grip you have on my thigh. I feel like I might be in trouble when we get home.